Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Lushy Lush live in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. Each and every Wednesday is the clowning session. It's nonstop all-day information. Clowning session, you usually talk about the hip-hop and everything that's going on in the industry, but today is a special show. A special show going down, revealing the truth. The truth about what is really going on in our United States government, man. Are they really pulling a wig or pulling a curtain around our faces, blinding us, lying to us? What's the truth, man? Well, later on in this week, earlier this week, I stumbled on a link that told me the truth about what's really going down. And if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, and go to my page, you'll see a link posted on there. Click on the link and watch the video, and the truth shall be revealed to yourself. Have you ever once thought and questioned yourself about the government? Did you ever question, was 9/11 an inside job? Did you ever question why we have income taxes? And was it even in the law books for us to even pay federal income tax? Did you ever question our government on the things they do and why we were in Iraq? Well, all these questions are going to be answered today. If you go to the link, you'll see all of that right there. So if you want to discuss or you want to, you know, share your piece on the issues, call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722. Because it's really, really going down tonight, man. This is a quote from the Gettysburg Address, November 19th, 1863. The government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from earth. This is from the Gettysburg Address, stating that the government was about us and for us, and it was built to govern us and have our best interests in hand. But looking at the way the economy is and looking at our past and looking at certain things, do they really have our best interests in hand? That's the question, man. That's the question we're dealing with today. 9/11, September 11th, a tragic day in history. A lot of people sat here and cried because their families lost their lives in the Twin Towers. A lot of people lost their lives in the Pentagon when the so quote unquote plane hit both of these buildings. Scientifically, can metal burn up that fast with jet fuel? Steel? Where's the black box in the plane? Do you see how media covered up a lot of things? Wow, it's a tragedy. People are jumping out of buildings. But where is the debris? Where is the plane? Scientifically, can an actual building go straight down, all the way down, straight down into a big bottomless pit of rubble? Let's go back to the Twin Towers. Twin Towers were built. There was a middle rod within the building, and then there were sheet layers that are almost like levels surrounded by the middle part. Now, if the structure was hit, possibly, the floors would have collapsed by levels one by one, falling straight down, but the middle pieces of the building would have been standing straight up. If there was a collision like that. But this wasn't the case when it came to 9/11 and the Twin Towers. The building totally collapsed straight down. And from witnesses of that day, they said they felt a boom coming from the bottom of the floor, and the different levels was a boom, almost like explosions going off. And you think to yourself, wow. Explosions going off, premeditated demolition on a building, That's the question. The plane came colliding against a building high, hit the building, and it went colliding straight to the ground. But yet, the hijackers, six of them are still alive. You found a completely intact passport of one of the so-called terrorists, but yet it was rubble. So how was that possible? Then another thing, the United States have precautions during a situation like this. During a situation like this, usually there are jet fighters that are signaled to come out to intercept any type of terrorist attacks in regarding to airplanes or oncoming missiles and stuff like that to shoot them down. But apparently on this day of September 11th, there were several practice hijackings going on at the same time, apparently on 9/11 on the same day. All this stuff was going on, so apparently they said the jet fighters got confused. But question, something live went down, but at the same time they were having practice simultaneously having practices of hijackings. That's ironic. Let us go to a call. Or where are you representing from? 240? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hi, 240. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, we're talking about September 11th.
Okay. From what I heard, I had seen a video online that showed that pretty much the September 11th was all planned and made up. It had something they said because of the impact, how the Twin Towers collapsed. They said scientifically it couldn't have collapsed by a plane going in there, by a plane hitting it. It had to be a bomb set up in there. And then it said just like the Pearl Harbor and the World War One and World War Two was all planned and set up, and our government is not really ran by the government, it's ran by some bankers. So it's just crazy. I don't know what to say on it. I don't know what to believe.
That's the problem, man. It's like, what can we believe? Because the media itself covers up everything.
It does. I mean, that's why they said the media, they said if they didn't have, that's why they have cable for everybody. That's why they have so much paparazzi and media that talk about people like the celebrities, everything, just to keep everybody's minds focused and busy so we won't be worrying and thinking about what's going on around us. They said like a bank in New York a long time ago had got closed down because of the bankers. They was running it how everybody, they used to give people loans long time ago, and then you had to pay it back, but then when you did, the interest, it was more, and then the bad thing about it, if you get a loan, whenever they could call you anytime and just say, I need all that money back. So, and it would call, and then it forced a lot of people to withdraw all their money from out their accounts. But I don't know.
Yeah, man, like if you look on the www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, if you go onto my page, you'll see a snippet of some of what I'm talking about, the zygist. You'll see the link on my page also, so you can click it and watch it, so you'll understand what me and this young lady are talking about. Basically, you know, we're still on September 11th, right?
Yeah.
It was predetermined demolition, and apparently what the United States does is usually they can't really get into a war unless it's pre-provoked, unless we are provoked and angered in order for us to go to war, get the people riled up, get them mad to the point where they want us to go to war. the main thing for going to war was to go biological weapons in Iraq. We went to Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with the people who were in Afghanistan, who were part of Al-Qaeda, basically, who actually so-called bombed us, okay?
Yeah.
They so-called bombed us, and we're over in Iraq getting a Saddam Hussein and killed this man, killed his family ruthlessly for no reason. And the man had a right to protect himself because
yeah,
we went over to...
They just wanted to take over the government, and then they also said because prior to, like, Saddam Hussein probably had some anti-war or blew up some other places, but it had nothing to do with the U.S. or nobody else, but they just wanted to invade his country and take over. But, yeah, and Bush, his grandfather, his father, everybody had a part to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like, how can we even trust, how can we trust this guy, Bush, put us in so much economic deficit and so much economic turmoil? And if you go way, way back when the Nazis were fighting, do you know the United States of America actually funded the Nazis in their time of war, funded them? And they had a bank in New York that was holding the money. But they try to make it into a whole, like, oh, it's a scandal. But they've been doing that. And you know who was the head of that? George Bush's grandfather. George Bush's grandfather. Straight Nazi. This is the truth and the reality. You know, our government for real, really isn't a government if you really think about it. Why do we pay federal income taxes? There's no law stating that we have to pay federal income taxes. Federal income taxes, no one is unlawful. If you check the 16th Amendment, you'll see the Constitution say we make amendments in the Constitution. Yeah, it's always liable for change, but there is no law forcing you mandatory that you have to pay it. Do you ever wonder why Alaska doesn't pay any taxes? Do you ever wonder why the Catholic Church or the churches itself don't pay any taxes? But yet we have to pay majority of our hard-earned working income and pay it to pay back. You know where the income taxes go to? In the pockets of the international bankers. A long time ago, a cartel of international bankers, Mr. Rockefeller, he was predominant in New York, like Rockefeller Stadium, that whole family with another set of international bankers,
mm-hmm.
all formed and had a secret meeting, and they had an inside person to pass the bill. They signed their own bill and passed it through Congress, kind of when everybody kind of was sleeping and not really paying attention to what was going on. The actual person that got the presidency that passed the bill because they backed them financially regretted that he did that. He said, I can't believe I did this. I enslaved the country. This cartel of international bankers owned the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is unnecessary. The Federal Reserve is a separate entity, but yet they say we need it. The Federal Reserve controls all of the money in the United States of America and across the globe. They run our lives. The international bankers, basically, when the only way they can really capitalize is on wars. So the government has to borrow money from them upon interest, then tax us to pay for the war to put back in their pockets. At one time, the U.S. dollar was backed by gold.
Yeah.
But now, if you look at the dollar, it says legal tender. Legal tender, basically backed by nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. The only way it gets its value is by the circulation of how much you circulate it. But it is backed by nothing. We put our whole lives and our livelihood on this. A long time ago, the government tricked the United States of America to seize all of their bullion of gold so they wouldn't have any more wealth. It would be backed and governed by legal tender, money backed by nothing. Why do you wonder why the euro is worth more than the dollar? Go overseas and take the dollar and see how much it's worth. They basically laugh at you. We're becoming a third world country, America. You need to wake up. The government wants to dumb us down to the point that we don't ask questions anymore. They basically, you know, giving it to us in the butt with no lubrication, basically. And we're sitting here and taking it and doing everything simultaneously, a systematic thing, systematic way every single day, not changing at all. You know, it's wild. Caller, how do you feel about the money issue?
I feel that they just robbing us, but we just don't see it because we have too much other stuff on our mind, and just like I said, the media, so we don't see what's going on. But when we are hard work money, when we go into work struggling, then like, dang, why so much taxes taken out? Goodness, it don't even seem like I work for nothing. It's because of that, going to these international bankers, and then they get it when they want and give it back to us when. But it's just, I don't know. I just don't know what to say. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I don't know who to trust. But, yeah.
And then the other thing is, right, it's funny, right, so they never, you know, the media never said nothing about this plane that hit the Twin Towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was up with that, man?
And as a family who had deceased ones in that, in the attacks, they asked to see evidence or some kind of paperwork. They couldn't show them anything. So, I mean, it was all a cover-up because they said they had, then when the planes went down, they said they just found little particles, little pieces at the scene. Like, as soon as it happened, a couple of people just, I forgot who they said, but a couple of people just went there and picked up the small little remains. And when they went there, like, where are the remains? It had to be a lot. So, I don't know. It's a lot of cover-up, but we don't know.
And you know what's funny, right? When that so-called plane hit the Pentagon, right, the FBI was quick to seize all of the video footage. So,
yeah.
And what they said, it was confidential information, so they refused to release it to people to see exactly what was going on. So who was to say that something was hit or it wasn't bombed or exploded? There was an explosion.
I know. Nobody will never know the truth. Nobody will never come out about it, so.
When they, the 9/11 commission, when they actually sat there and started, you know, trying to give him the third degree, President Bush, along with Dick Cheney, they refused to be seen separately,
yeah,
to ask them individual questions. They refused.
So they don't mix up their, what they say, their statement, because they was being recorded and they didn't want to be recorded either, so.
They refused to be recorded. They refused for somebody to write down diction. They refuse to have witnesses. They refuse to have media. So who was to say anything they said was the truth? You know, and you know, they're capitalizing. The international, the bankers are capitalizing on this war, just like World War One, World War Two, and freaking Vietnam. Why do you think everybody compares Vietnam to the Iraq War right now? Because the same thing happened. Everything was pre-vote. United States of America has been funding the Arabic community, funding the United Arab Kingdom. Osama bin Laden's family are connected and been having meetings with President Bush and his family.
Yeah. I heard about that also, but who's to say? That's all we can say.
This brings me to a quote. This brings me to a quote from Dwight Eisenhower. I think the people want peace so much that one of these days, governments had better get out of the way and let them have it. Dwight Eisenhower, radio broadcast, August 31st, 1959. Do the people want peace? do the people want their time? Do the people want to be heard? Do the people want to be understood? Do the people want peace? Are they tired? Are they fed up? It's crazy. What are we to think? What is there to think? We'll come back to the caller. We're going to some music. Then we'll come back and talk about the topic and go back into it, because this is some deep stuff, and this is only for real thinkers. So if you're not a thinker, then you shouldn't even call in. But you can listen in, and you can check out the link, man.
And my name's T, and I'm done for today. Thank you. I'm glad to be on Lush Radio. Continue to listen to Lush Radio 1.
Later. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, this is like really deep, man. On to some music, and I'll be back later, okay?
Hey, baby, where you there with?
Hey.
We come through a lot of things, you know? So what happened to you? You make one little mistake, you want done us.
New Jackson, let's go!
If I had you back in my world, I would prove that I could be a better girl. Oh, oh, oh. If you let me back in, I would show never, never, never let you go again. Hey, baby, ooh, I was so foolish to ever leave your side.
Thank you.
What's up, DMV? You are listening to Industries Friday on Lush Radio. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/industries. ENDUHSTRATZ for some of the hottest beats in the metropolitan area. Make sure to hit up our webpage for contact information.
It goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, man. It's the exclusive, the hottest interviews going down on Lush Radio, man. Hosted by your girl, myself, you heard Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got the Lush Lounge where you can express yourself through spoken word, where spoken word is the window to your soul on the Lush Lounge. It goes down at 8 o'clock. We got the open mic call-in, share your words, and do your thing on the Lush Lounge. Each and every Friday, we got the clowning session where me and your man Cornflake gets it down and on and popping. We call in, we talk to most of the influential cats in the hip-hop business. We talk about hip-hop, the crazy things that go down in hip-hop, the rumors in hip-hop. It goes down each and every Friday, me and Cornflake on a clowning session, man. This is how we do. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby.
Yeah, man, like I said, we back again, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio going down, you know, each and every Friday. We do it at 10 o'clock, the clowning session, but this is a special session today. This is about exposing the truth. The truth will be fulfilled to you today. It's going down. We're talking about the conspiracy of 9/11, our United States currency, and the war in Iraq. What is the truth? What shall we believe? You know, America, when the pilgrims first came over here, they left the Catholic Church, right, to come over here to govern themselves and not be caught up in being run by people in regards to people running us with their so-and-so money. The Catholic Church kind of was trying to control us with their money. They wanted to be free to have their own means of collateral to spend money within their own communities and, you know, backed with gold and stuff like that in order for them to live. They didn't want to be slaves of the system, of the government. Our government was a democracy made in order for us to have the rights, which they created the Bill of Rights, and they created the Bill of Rights in order for us to be able to vote, be able to govern, be able to be free. We say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day in school, and half of that stuff doesn't even pertain to what's really going on. United States, man, we need to wake up, man, Americans. We're going to go to our callers, 410. 410 is in the building. Where are you representing, 410?
Well, Annapolis, Maryland. DJ Chief, what's good?
What's up with you, DJ Chief? We're talking about the truth, man. The truth is being revealed today, tonight.
Okay.
Yo, basically we're talking about, was now 9/11 an inside job?
Yeah.
Why are we paying federal taxes? It's not in any law books. Why did we really go to Iraq?
Mm.
What is the deal with our currency? And what can we really believe? If you go to the site that's on my chat room, you know, the Zaitis, if you go to it, and it's also on YouTube, but if you go to my page on www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, if you go to it, right, you'll basically see snippets of the video on there. And I put the link as a bulletin so you can click on the link to go check out what I'm talking about. But basically the truth is revealed all through there. You know, we're paying for water that is a free element, that is a natural element that we're paying for. What is it going to come to a point we're going to start paying for the air we breathe? You know?
You've seen The Matrix, right?
Hey, you know the reason why they base all these movies and stuff? They base it on truth. If you watch V is for Vendetta, anybody listening, you know, to Lush Radio right now, pick up the movie V is for Vendetta, okay? V is for Vendetta, and pick up the Matrix. You can either take the blue pill or the red pill. Right now, we're living in the Matrix, right?
Right,
but
right.
I live outside the Matrix in my mental, you know, in the way I govern myself and stuff, and not being caught up in the propaganda. I know all of this media that they have is to dumb us down and keep us occupied so we won't think no more, so we won't think no more. V is Vendetta shows you how your government can sit there and endanger innocent bystanders, innocent lives, and sacrifice them for gain. For money, for collateral, with no remorse of the innocent lives that are being lost.
The Children of Men joint.
Hey, it's the truth.
That's another good joint, you know what I mean? Show you what's going on out here. It's crazy.
So, I mean, how do you feel about, what's your view on the 9/11 situation?
I mean, in all honesty, being like, the fact that I got people that's deeply into Islam from Nigeria, but, you know, I got people that's Christian in America, like my mother's side, my father's from Nigeria, you know what I mean? I just seen it as an attack, really an attack on the minds of people, so that at the end of the day, there might have been some American hatred for Islam, but after 9/11, it was solidified. It was, you know what I mean, it was okay to hate people just because of what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? But even the fact that it's kind of been proven that this dude, Bush, has something to do with 9/11, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? You look at, I don't know, since I'm in the entertainment shit, I look at, like, the marketing behind it. What perfect day to let niggas know it's going to be a change in the world, 9/11, it's an emergency, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is together, you know what I'm saying? They set it up.
9/11, people. You listen to that? You hear what that caller said? 9/11, 9/11, day of emergency. Isn't that the excellent setup? Intelligence prior warned us, stating that there will be an attack. Why didn't people prevent it?
Yeah, I was at a Dick Gregory speaking when I was in Morgan a couple years back, like right after it happened. He was saying basically that the buildings were sold to someone right before they got blown up. And then the dude, actually, whoever they were sold to, he supposedly, like, reinsured it for a whole lot of money, you know what I'm saying, just in case something like that would happen. So it's definitely about finances at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, now I think, like you were saying about the currency, the dollar devaluing every day just on the strength of the euro. Or, you know what I mean, the Chinese economy, they crushing everybody just because they, you know what I mean, they really manufacture everything that we use anyway, you know what I'm saying? But the euro, that one government, you know what I'm saying, shit that Europe is on, it's coming to America. You know what I'm saying? Slowly but surely.
This is the funny thing, right? You know, back in our day when we were coming up, like, how old are you? How old are you, Chief?
26.
Yeah, like around our age range, right? Us going back in our day, right?
Right.
We China, all these other countries were like third world countries to us, right?
Yep.
But they're becoming strong power governments. Where we lack in being weak at, they're becoming stronger at. We're becoming a third world country now.
I mean, I ain't knocking like the Mexicans or nothing like that, or supposedly illegals. But I look at it like, yo, America's built on that slave mentality. Like at the end of the day, African Americans aren't hiring illegals. You know what I'm saying? It's white people hiring illegals and they're mad that they're here. But at the end of the day, this was their land first. You know what I'm saying?
Reclaiming their land back.
Right, through bloodshed. You know what I'm saying? That's what America was built on, bloodshed. American Indians, which I don't know what the real difference between American Indian and a Mexican is, but you know what I'm saying?
But they're all descendants of Native Americans.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, what is a native of America? You know what I'm saying? There was no
American
before the Spanish came. You know what I mean?
I mean, if they're natives of America, then what are we? They say we're Americans, but we're not true Americans. Not even Bush, anyone in here is a true American, basically.
Right. And I mean, on the same tip that European imperialists brought to Africa, you know, getting people fucked up in the mines, I look at this shit that's going on, the supposed drug war. But if you look back, like, you know what I'm saying, like, alcohol is a drug. And if you look at the most, I mean, do research, the most alcoholics in America are Indian reservations, Native Americans, you know what I'm saying? Because they've been marginalized and put into pretty much, well, I ain't going to call them concentration camps. Even though there were concentration camps in America during World War II, the Japanese were put in concentration camps that Japanese Americans were, you know what I mean? But I look at shit like the Opium War in China. You know what I'm saying, how the Royal British Navy basically told the Chinese that they were going to have cut heroin, you know what I mean, well, cut opium, my bad, pumped into their country, and they had no, and they had to fight for that shit, and they lost, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's basically just saying, look, what this caller says, basically, you know why we got this infestation of drugs, but yet the government says, oh, it's a problem. You guys brought the drugs into the country. You guys are the biggest gangsters here, the government, or so-called government that you say you are, international bankers.
Right. And, I mean, look at the cocaine trade. Like, Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, you know what I mean, Freeway Ricky Ross is locked up because the CIA set him up. This is documented information. The CIA set him up. The CIA was getting him the coke, you know what I mean, through a third person, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, this thing is like, yo, I don't want to promote that shit no more, you know what I'm saying? I'm just really bringing it up because of the whole Rick Ross now situation, how this dude has been exposed to be a you know what I mean, fraudulent dude, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, they got people, I mean, unknowns to us, just because at the end of the day, ain't nobody really going to knock another black person or minority from coming up. But if they're using the gift that was given to them, or they're giving they're using the arena that we allow them to have in hip-hop to fuck up our minds, fuck up our children's minds, or even fuck up people who really don't know no better. But that's really the people who end up subconsciously or unconsciously supporting all the ill shit that's happening in the world. Is when you don't know no better, you know what I'm saying? Because really, it means nothing to you when you hear about people getting kidnapped in the Delta of Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? That shit means nothing to you, but if you don't know that, like, Shell has their own private compounds in Nigeria where Nigerians aren't allowed to be in there, you start to be like, oh, shit, what the fuck is going on in the world? Why? I mean, maybe they are, I ain't saying they are justified to kidnap people, but at the end of the day, I'm like, You can't fuck people over and not expect them to retaliate.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do? Sit back and sit back and do the systematic crap? You know what I'm saying? They run our lives like we freaking puppets. And people, white, blacks, Americans, whatever you call us, you know, it ain't about a cut. We're fighting a war against the so-called government. They govern our lives. They find out how much money they want us to make. Everybody is like one paycheck from being broke. Right. Even if you rich and you are in rapses and you living, you're still caught up in the system.
Right.
They still running your life. Because at the end of the day, they can snatch all that money from you if they want to.
Ask Michael Vick.
Snatch all that money from you. Set you up. And the thing about it is, right, the FBI, take the World Trade Center bombing. You know what? The FBI has something to do with that. They hired an Arab to go in there, and they pay. These are our own Americans, FBI. They're supposed to help us out. Bomb the World Trade Center? Come on, man. See, what the government does is they find a ploy, a pawn, to take the fall for a situation. Like take Hoover. Okay, let's go to Hoover. Hover say Rockefeller. And do you know who Rockefeller is for real?
Mm-hmm.
Rockefeller was a billionaire. He made crazy money. But you know what he stands for? He's part of the people who enslaved us.
Yep.
He's part of the international bankers of that cartel of people that freaking is enslaving us right at this moment, along with your family.
People don't want to hear that AIG, one of the biggest financial companies in the world, used to insure slaves that were thrown overboard in the Middle Passage. People don't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean? They just want to pay their insurance, their monthly shit. You know what I'm saying? They want to be a part of the system. They want to invest in a 401k and all that bullshit. But at the end of the day, ain't no black people sitting on the boards of them corporations, or ain't no minorities, or it might be a minority of minorities, you know what I mean? That select few, you know what I'm saying? But
hey,
at the end of the day, we ain't eating off of that.
But you know what, though? I ain't going to say all African Americans, because you know what? Lisa Rice is up there, right close, up there with Dick Cheney and them. Who's not to say that she's reaping off of this war, too? On this war.
Lisa Rice?
Yeah.
Oh, she's eating good.
She's eating real good.
She can do whatever she wants after this Bush situation is over. And he, after 8 years, he's carried on his family's legacy, not just his father. You know what I'm saying? Prescott, George, you know what I'm saying? He's carried on the family. And niggas got to be worried about, what about Jeb? You know how he shut Florida down? Niggas couldn't even vote. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean...
One man having so much power like that, you know what I'm saying, makes you think like, yo, what is really going on? Is people getting paid off? Why haven't the Senate...
Oh.
And the House, you know, the legislative system consists of the legislative system consists of the House and the Senate. How come they've never been able to impeach Bush when he's done so many things in the United States that was unlawful, but yet they justify it? Hold on, let's go to a caller. 216, where are you from? 216? 216?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
What's good?
What's good, man? I don't know if you were able to hear some of the stuff we were saying, but basically, like we were saying, we're talking about 9/11, our currency now, why are we being lied to, and how Bush is eating and going tracing back to his grandfather, helping out the Nazis and funding them in war, and, you know, also, you know, where the remains of the planes in 9/11. And why did that second building go down when it really ain't had nothing to do with the other building? But it went down the same way.
You know how everything is conspiracy, pretty much. You know, I don't know, the government. I really can't really call it, you know. Hello?
Yeah, man. People like Lisa Rice, man. Rice, you know what I'm saying? She African American sister, but you know what? She eating too. She eating right off this war too. So when everything's over and done with, she eating.
I mean, I got a question though. At the end of the day, because yeah, I mean, I'm not saying for or against, right? But at the end of the day, what changes do you or anybody, you know what I mean, expect after or if Obama gets elected?
I mean, me, I know I'm definitely like lightweight as a black person on the real. I got my hand out. Like, what you gonna do for me? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
'Cause that's the big thing. Is we ever gonna get our 40 acres and a mule,
right?
Or you know what I'm saying? Is we ever gonna get our reparations,
right,
for what is actually due to us?
Right.
You know,
I mean,
so
the Senate, they apologized.
Yeah, that's really what I'm gonna be looking for. Like, yo,
that's,
is you gonna
that.
Give us our reparations? 'Cause you know, you pretty much gonna be the only person in this history that's going to probably have some sort of power to do that.
Right.
You know, and so if that's what we owe, then, I mean, you know, I know he ain't really speaking about it now because, you know, they don't want to kill his campaign.
Right.
But we'll see if he get into office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah,
hey, how y'all feel about McKay's running mate? Like, what you think about that decision he made, man?
I mean, he's trying to get the female voters, you know. And
yeah, Hillary's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. McCain, I don't even see what the point.
Yeah, because he's an old man, you know. If he croaks, then we're going to have a woman running it, an Alaskan governor running it.
She's from Alaska?
Yeah, she's governor of Alaska. So it ain't like she got any real hardcore, you know, true American, you know, social knowledge or whatever. Yeah, I could see if he was coming out of California, New York, or Ohio, or, you know, Maryland, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People, you know, those are states with real American issues. Alaska, everybody up there, you know, chopping
or whatever. You know what they're doing in Alaska? Alaska don't pay no taxes. But Alaska don't pay no taxes at that. Then, too, Alaska gives their citizens $1,000 back just for going through the cold and stuff, man.
Yeah.
So how could she relate to the issues of us getting our money raped out of us, you know what I'm saying, with no lubrication, and the real issues that's going on with us? If you're totally like, Alaska is totally like the way most Americans see it, like, that's a totally another different world, man. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
Then on top of that, she's a woman. She don't even know nothing about politics. She used to be some kind of pageant winner. Then she's a government. Let me rephrase that. She's a governor, not a senator, a governor. Come on, man. What was she thinking about?
Well, you know, I mean, Bush, he was a governor before he got president. He was governor of Texas.
I guess,
you know. But Texas, that's a real ass state, so.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, like on that Manchurian candidate shit, these people aren't really thinking. They're being programmed. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the decision that they made, I mean, it was that's the decision that the Republican Party wanted him to make. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they trying to, you know, make sure he have a chance.
Right.
No, they just trying to throw a little salt in it, trying to throw people up and everything, man. I mean, everything is a cover up, man. Because, man, with media itself, media floods us with so many retarded, idiotic shows and stuff like that to consume our minds and consume these children to the point with iPods and everything that they don't even sit back and think. I'm in the school, right? I'm in the teacher. I went to one of the teachers, the history teacher. I said, you know what? There is no law in the law book stating that you have to pay federal tax. Alaska doesn't play, but they're part of the 50 states, man. And they don't pay taxes.
They might not pay state taxes. Did they say which tax it was?
Federal taxes.
Move to Alaska.
So that means we footing it up, footing the whole bill in for them.
Right.
And then another thing, okay, you got Delaware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have the legislative. If people don't know about their government, you have the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. The legislative branch is consisted of the Congress, the House, and the Senate. The executive branch is the executors of the law, basically George Bush, his cabinet, Secretary of State, carry out the laws along with policemen and other things like that. Judiciary, Supreme Court, all of our court systems that put the punishment on the lawbreakers, and the legislative system makes the laws. The Congress is the lawmakers. But yet it seems like this year the Republicans were deep, real deep in the Congress and passed a lot of ridiculous laws, man.
Oh, yes. I think Bush passed the law so that You know what I'm saying? They'll never be able to investigate it and all.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, you can't even, you know, that's another thing Obama need to do. He need to open up some of these secrets these governments got.
I mean, but how long is he going to be alive if he does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only do so much.
This thing is deeper than Bush. This thing is, you know how many people they got playing in the role? They got policemen, they got FBI. I think the FBI and the CIA were created actually as assassins, basically. Oh. They carry out the dirty work that some of these people in the cartel want to do, and it basically everything's on a hush-hush thing. How come when the plane hit the Pentagon, the FBI was quick to confiscate the video footage, but then they said it was confidential and they could never reveal it to the people that their families were killed in this situation. 9/11 Commission wanted to speak to Dick Cheney and President Bush separately, but they refused to talk separately. They refused to release any information in regards to the 9/11. So they can keep their story together. There was no recordings, no documentation. Who was to say that any of that crap was the truth?
My bad. My dates is fucked up, a little fucked up and shit. But when did the D.C. sniper shit happen? Before September 11 or after?
I think it might have been after. It was after.
Okay. Cause that was, I think, you know what I mean? Like, that was serious. All I'm saying is locally. I mean, Maryland, but I know it had a lot of people in Virginia, D.C., like, shook up, you know what I'm saying? But just the fact that, like, you were talking about assassins, like, do people really realize that the young boy, he was underage at that, and he's being pretty much sent away for the rest of his life, and he would be killed if certain people in the government could have their way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He was a minor at that, and then it's not like he volunteered to do that shit. The nigga forced him and raped him, supposedly, or something like that. I don't know. But that's one situation where another black man, excuse me, is going to just be like Muhammad, dude. I mean, he joined the army, and he did what he had to do. What happened to him is changed his mind or whatever. But, I mean, I look at that shit as a government cover-up.
It's a lot of, you know what, I went into the Army, I'm ex-Army myself, right?
Right, right.
I went in there, man, I looked into my medical records, and you know what I saw? I saw, you know how they, like, try to hurry up and give you shots and give you all that stuff?
Yeah.
I found out that they gave me a shot trying to see if I was going to get pneumonia or not. And you know, a couple of days, I got pneumonia. I ain't never had pneumonia in my life.
Tough
okay?
Tea.
And that joint said, well, you know, in the paper it said you can never go back and try to get any money for this and this, that, and the third and stuff. And they tell you, hurry up. And we are freaking guinea pigs, man. Guinea pigs.
Tuskegee. Yeah,
they infected the Tuskegee Airmen, man.
Well, especially in the military. Are you expendable?
Not even just that. Take 9/11. They were guinea pigs. So they can get into this war.
Right. And you know, I did some research, basically. Our economy is built on war.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that drives our economy is war.
Because you know why? It's what drives the international bankers who
right.
actually have the Federal Reserve, which is a separate entity from the government. The government borrows money. And so the only way that we can start war if it's in our best interest, if it's in the best interest of the cartel. If they say, oh, ooh, man, they got some oil, we can jump in there, bombard them, and plow these stupid people on America's minds up, make them mad and feel like they need to go into war and stuff. So we're gonna set off an alarm, a false alarm. Set this premeditated plan, kill a couple of people. I mean, they innocent bystanders. Who cares? They guinea pigs. We going to eat off of this, man. So we're going to kill them up. It's going to provoke the American people to get into this war. We get into the war. The government is going to have to borrow money from us. We're going to tax these people to pay the money back in our pockets, and we're going to be good. Our family's going to be good. And what? We only lost maybe like a couple of thousand people. Who cares?
I mean, right. I don't think.
Almost 5,000, I think. Oh, you talking about 9/11?
9/11 or, and the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about the Iraq War.
And the Iraq War, the soldiers are guinea pigs. Basically, and then take this. George Bush never been to war. He refused to go to war. He's never been to war. He just keeps sending soldiers out there like straight-up guinea pigs. The media is never really going to tell you how many people are really dying. They're dying every freaking second.
I mean, realistically, I was going to say, just like Vietnam, even if they don't die, they're coming back with severed limbs, probably worse now, you know what I'm saying? And then nobody ever really talks about the people who just have mental disease, you know what I'm saying? Once they come back, can't go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Because they got it, they need their AK on them and shit, you know what I'm saying?
You really need, people who are listening to this, you really need to go to this link that's posted on my page. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline. And it's called The Zygus, and you'll see a snippet of what I'm talking about, and the truth will be revealed to you. Seriously, like, this is insane. World War One, World War Two, and Vietnam. Do you see the comparison of Vietnam? And we antagonized these people in order for them to start war with us. Therefore, they capitalized on it. And now American people are suffering from it. We're suffering with our taxes. We're suffering from our daughters, from our sons, from our fathers, from our sisters and brothers getting killed in Iraq, getting killed in 9/11, getting killed in the Pentagon. For what? For government gain? If they don't care about us, and us as African-American people, we can't really, this is the thing. The time when this bill was passed for the Federal Reserve, we didn't have any rights. We were still slaves. These Anglo-Saxons that sat together and did this enslaved their own people and enslaved the African-Americans. But us as African-Americans, we had a Black Wall Street. We used to invest money into our own businesses when there was segregation. Now that there's no segregation, we find ourselves more apart and more cutting each other's throat more than ever. And we so much want to be so much like the Anglo-Saxons that have enslaved us already.
But I gotta do a little segue, though. Like, you bring it back to the assassination shit again. Remember the Black Panthers, Malcolm, Martin, these people were assassinated not just because they were powerful, but I think to kill the whole Black movement, you know what I'm saying, as far as Black people... Black power, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's what it is, because I don't think any Black politician wants to put themselves on the line anymore like that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and I understand, you know what I'm saying, because who wants to be a martyr? But, you know what I mean, this is fucking the world on here.
I mean, you know, I feel like this, like what you're saying is right. It was probably all a setup. And then you can even kind of look at, you know, the whole Biggie Pac situation. You know, like what would Black be like if, say, Pac care continued on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I believe that had a lot to do with it. Because after Biggie and Pac got killed, that's when hip-hop flipped.
Yeah.
That was the start of his decline.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I even believe the Biggie Pac situation, because if the FBI was trailing Biggie, you mean to tell me if the FBI just saw somebody spray up or somebody, you know, kill people, they couldn't even go catch this dude? But when they in L.A., they got FBI surveillance all over them. And why is the FBI surveilling Biggie and Puffy anyway?
Right.
Yeah,
because
you know.
You know why? Because they had such power. They had power over the American youth culture and stuff.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know, I'm almost positive that Biggie Pac situation has something to do with, you know what I'm saying, like the government. That was all a setup. You know, but niggas need to stand up. I mean, you can't be scared anymore. I feel like this, you know. Our leaders, our black leaders right now, they weak. They ain't strong. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got the Al Sharpton, the Reverend Jesse Jacksons, all of them. They weak. You need to, they need to stand up, really talk about what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? If they pop him in the head, they need to put another nigga in his place. Just like how you kill that black ant, 10 seconds later, there's another one coming right out, running around, walking around.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. Niggas got to stand up. You
right.
know, take that aggression. Always said the aggression is aimed in the wrong direction. You know, they niggas want to backstab and do each other wrong when they need to be looking at who's really got us mentally fucked up out here, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And this is another thing, right? Just like me and Chief was talking about. They sit here every day on the news complaining about these Hispanics, right? All they doing is reclaiming their land. They descendants of the Native Americans who originally came on this land. Then, two, why are you complaining? Because half of y'all wouldn't even do the jobs that they do. They humble themselves and do these jobs, and they're good at it. But yet y'all want to send them back to their country? You know what I'm saying? The ones that actually want to pay taxes and stuff, okay, let them stay. You know what I'm saying? Because not one of these African-Americans, not one of these white people are going to do the job. And these white people complain, but they steady the ones behind them under the table. Let's get real, man.
Right, right. Because I damn sure ain't shoveling shit. I ain't fucking scrubbing no bathroom floor
right.
and whatever. Them motherfucking Mexicans. Motherfuckers to build your bed, your porch, and everything.
I mean, but at the end of the day, man, them motherfuckers that come over here is risking their life for a better life because it is not all good in Mexico. You know what I mean? It is serious. You know what I'm saying? So I feel them when they come over here. They, you know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of Africans that come over here, some of them be like, oh, yeah, let me do some work. But the other of them is like, man, I'm taking advantage of the whole system, you know what I'm saying? Especially
yeah.
if they're a British colony, they already know English, or if they're French, they're in Canada or something, you know what I'm saying? But I really, the Mexicans and the Hispanics in South America, which another separatist type of mentality they try and put on, is like, why is there a North America and South America?
That's what I'm saying. What is that about?
Why is there North Korea and South Korea?
Yeah.
North America, South America, but this the thing. Them people in South America are not considered Americans. That doesn't even make sense, logically.
Well, yeah, that's like if you ask the Egyptian. I asked the Egyptian before. I was like, do you consider yourself African? And Egypt is right there, right on Africa. Like, are you African? No, man, I'm Egyptian. I was like, well, Egypt is in Africa.
You remember when, I mean, back in the day when history books said that Egypt wasn't in Africa?
Yeah, and it's right there on the map.
I mean, it's a lot of idiotic stuff going on, man. How like when you go and they're in the history books and they sitting here teaching these kids, I mean, a logical person would be like, you sit there, they'd be like, oh, it's South America, North America. Why is it South America? If they're not considered Americans, then they have to bring a passport to get in the country.
Well, yeah, you know that.
Have you questioned that?
Huh?
That's a question to be answered, too.
Yeah.
And then this tax thing is really killing me because the church doesn't pay the tax. Alexa doesn't pay tax. The church doesn't pay tax. And it's all a lot of that stuff is funded by the Catholic Church or the different separate churches. At one time they were paying taxes. Now it's just approved that they don't pay no taxes, but we have to pay our hard-earned money. And I see some of these big mega churches, they got schools and all this stuff, but you got to pay. Their tuition is more than a regular tuition at a regular school. But yet they can't. Half of these churches don't even help out the community.
Was Creflo Dollars born with that name?
Huh?
You know Creflo Dollars, the preacher?
No.
I can't even say I know.
Oh, he got one of them mega churches down in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
That is just, it's amazing, you know what I mean, talking about the churches, because, you know what I'm saying, that's deep, you know what I'm saying, like, religion. I know we were talking about the conspiracy, but I don't know, you've seen Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but just the fact that, like, that's the new elitist is the black churches, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, they don't pay taxes, so it's nothing for a black millionaire to just fund a movement, you know what I'm saying, that he feels, you know what I'm saying, especially through the church where it's not going to be seen as, you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's the new hustle that I've seen. The new hustle is have the black mega church. But what do they do for the community? What do they do for these people starving out here in the streets? What do they do to invest into black businesses? If these mega churches really wanted to really, if they really wanted us to come up, we would all band together and pull out our money and invest in all our own business and bring back the Black Wall Street and support it, all of us would support each other and band together, and we could be powerful along with the Hispanics.
Right.
Black and brown unity.
Right. Sure. I basically consider them being black. They go through the same struggles we did. They went through slavery, too.
I mean, I feel that. I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, Cali, you know what I'm saying, where blacks and browns are killing each other, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot to work on, you know what I'm saying?
A lot to work on, especially with our ignorance, man. This ignorance is killing us, man. Straight up killing us. Like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, it is.
Taxes is straight
robbing
us.
Black people need to step it up, you know what I'm saying? But, because,
right.
I mean, like over here where I live at, it's just niggas stay sitting around like, yo, I'm looking at these niggas like, yo, y'all freaking zombies or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? They just sitting around, ain't doing shit. They sit in the same fucking place. Young people, too. Like, what are you doing?
Then check it out. I'm in the chat room right now, and CK1 was talking about the same people behind 9/11 is the same people that attacked Russia in regards to, because I think that Georgian and Russian war, I think that's a setup too, man.
Oh, I was just about to comment on that. How come America ain't pulled all troops and had nothing really to, you know what I mean, they ain't stopping Russia from nothing? Because they know, at the end of the day, they done armed Russia, or they done armed each other, really. So the Georgian move is part of their mission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, religion itself is man-made, right?
Yeah.
And if we so-called, if we going off of the Bible itself, the Bible, we go off of Jesus, they so-called Jesus, right? We go over Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus, when he preached for free. He never asked for tithes. Tithes is whatever you can give. If you go to most of these mega churches, it's basically like you have to give majority of your paycheck to these mega churches, and they look at you and shun you if you don't, which I find ridiculous. Then two, these churches, right? The second thing about these churches, I think it's built to enslave you mentally in order for you to say, I have to live this way, I have to do this, or I'm not right, or I feel indifferent. You know what? You know what about the church, though? I'm a spiritual person. There is a higher entity because we can't explain things. But the thing about it, they say everything is proven by the Bible. Then explain dinosaurs then. The dinosaurs are not in the Bible. Explain that. Then the James version of the Bible, okay, this the King James was a tyrant and murdered and slaughtered people. But yet in his time and reign, they slapped his name on the book. Come on, the original Bible or whatever was written, stone, was written in Hebrew. And Jewish being a Jew was a culture, not a religion, if you go back to it. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that being to be questioned about and actually sit back and think, man, for real.
Yeah. I didn't even know that, though. You said Jew, being a Jew is a culture?
It was a culture. That wasn't a religion. We slap it and say that was a man-made thing.
Yeah, because Jews were, they were the slaves of the Egyptians, right? And Jesus was a Jew.
Jesus was a Jew, but yet they said his own people killed him and slaughtered him. Then at the same time, right, listen, if you go back to, go back all the way back and you look at every different religion from Buddhism to Hindu to the Bible to Egyptian, everything written in the Bible, all this stuff is traces back to the Egyptian religion, okay?
Yeah. The Egyptian Book of the Dead, that's where they got the Ten Commandments from.
Okay, the Ten Commandments, majority of that stuff, if you go back with the Ten Commandments and everything, basically, if you read the story of Jesus, 25th day, born of the Virgin Mary, the date of the sunset and this, that, and the third, the same story applies to all of these same cultures. These same cultures have the same story. Different names, same story, same routine, and goes back to the Egyptian culture. This same fable and stuff was derived from Egyptian culture. If you really go back and research it, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say we just, I mean, you know, black people just need to stand up. They need to go get the guns and go take care of business. Cause the way we get treated, that's an act of war.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you wonder why they had civil wars. The so-called pilgrims left the Catholic Church because they didn't want the rule and somebody governing their lives and enslaving them. But yet, what are we doing now? Enslaving ourselves again? We're going to go to this caller, 215, where you at? And what's up? And 240, where you at?
I'm in Maryland.
215, where you at?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, so I know most of you guys have been, you know, staying tuned to what's really going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you know, you can check out the link on www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And you can see the link on my bulletin, and you can click on the video and see a snippet of what I'm talking about. And it's basically, we're talking about the government. We've been lied to. 9/11 was an inside job. And the federal tax, there's no law stating, and the 16th Amendment states that it's unlawful. And basically, like, what is really going on? What shall we believe? What's your view on that, 215?
Oh, we're being run by a soft fascist regime that controls our country. And they've been controlling our country and running our country and basically controlling the world since probably about the 20s.
Since the 20s?
How
would a regime like that just consume power like that? The Rockefellers or...
Well, that's the thing. The Rockefellers are one of the main components. You figure back then there was like five major banks in the United States, and even those banks aren't necessarily United States banks. They're global banks. They're global entities. Half the corporations in America are global corporations. They're not even an American company. And that's how you can wield power.
International bankers.
You know, our government created the CIA, but that created its own problems because of their poor reputation. So now what they do is you create a private company that does it for you. They've privatized that part of their government. That's how they can get away with everything. That's how they got away with Iran-Contra.
Yeah, most people think it's the Federal Reserve is what they created.
So 214, how do you... 214, how you feel about the situation?
I mean, it's possible. I won't deny it, but most people say that was the Federal Reserve that actually made it all possible. I think it was in 1913 when Theodore Roosevelt signed it into law. that gave a privately owned company the power to make U.S. money. What people don't know is that U.S. doesn't have control over its own money. Another company makes the money and give it and loans it to us. That's why we're always in a deficit.
And that's basically the international bankers.
They're the same people that also run the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the American group of a larger organization. The British group is called the Chatham House. And these two organizations basically monetarily control almost the entire globe just by controlling the money.
Oof.
You know, most of the federal agencies aren't even really government bureaucracy. It's contract work. And that's when you get into being able to privatize things and control things. That's where you can wield power. For example, inflation is nothing more than printing too much money. If you have too much of something, it's not worth anything. So they use this word, oh, inflation is rising. No, it's you're just printing too much money because you don't have anything to back your money anymore.
Yeah.
Your money is worthless.
I'm sorry. Yeah, most people don't know that the U.S. dollar is backed by nothing. It used to be backed by gold a long time ago, but they took all the gold away from everybody, and now the U.S. dollar is backed by zero. It's legal tender. It's worth crap.
Backed by nothing. American people, you hear that? Backed by nothing. The euro is worth more than the U.S. dollar.
I mean, I think
the euro
is
the
same way.
Same way.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That's why they kind of forced that on them.
But they forced it on them because, like I said, in rebuttal to what you were saying, like, you know, the American people, when they first had it, they were backed with gold. They had gold, but they seized their gold, the gold bullion, and seized it and forced them to give all that money up so it could be backed, so they can control them with that legal tender backed by nothing. The only reason why the U.S. dollar gets its value from the amount of circulation that it's circulating through the United States of America.
Right. If you print too much, it's not worth anything anymore. So when you call up the Federal Reserve and say tap, you know what, $50 trillion for a useless war, all of a sudden the dollar is not worth anything anymore.
Do you know how you enslave the people? You enslave the people debt. People debt is what they call slavery. Our United States government economy is based on debt. We are prone to be in debt because that is the way they capitalize on it. The government borrows money from the Federal Reserve, international bankers, and therefore we are taxed. The taxes go back into the international bankers' pockets. So it sticks to me like, wow, what are we really working for? Because at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I can barely live off of this. We're
it's
one,
like
two, paychecks away from
it.
Being... Go ahead.
It's like getting jacked by Kinko's. All they're doing is printing our money. And they're taking one-third of the average working American's salary for the year to print them the money they use.
I mean, the other problem is that, you know, the government, once the government took control of our education, even though, yeah, we have some children that are excelling, but the government really does not care, especially on this Bush administration. They really do not care if the children learn or they excel. They have no funding for schooling. They're trying to dumb us down with all these ridiculous shows. Back in my day, people used to turn off the TV, and later back in the day, they used to turn off the TV and actually have discussions talking about issues and things that were going on. People don't even talk. They're so confused and consumed with so much media. The media covers so much. They're trying to dumb us down so we won't get in the way of the international bankers.
I mean, people feel that people blame Bush for a lot of stuff, but people don't realize that our government is not necessarily ran with one person. So you can point the finger at Bush all you want to, but it's everybody in Congress who supported anything he ever did, because it's a check and balance system how our government works.
Yeah, it's and like I was saying, you know, say we have the legislative system, which is controlled by the House and the Senate. We have the executive branch, which is Bush, and then we have the judiciary system. But the thing is, how can we really play a role at the fact that this year it was so governed with so many Republicans in there? He had so much backing to pass ridiculous laws, okay? And then basically, how many of those people in that House and that Senate are capitalizing from this war? How many of them have sold their soul to the devil and allowed people to die in for the whole sake of them capitalizing from this war off of oil? We went to Iraq we so-called wanted to get the Al-Qaeda, who were apparently located in Afghanistan, but yet we're in Iraq. For what reason? For oil. Iraq was never meant to be won. It was meant to be sustained in order for them to set up military camps so they can go after other countries that have oil. It's all about control.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's strategy, though, I guess, you know.
And it's being funded by Afghanistan. We're in Afghanistan to run the poppy trade. Just like every other time where our country is at war, we're also at war somewhere else that's running drugs.
That's
South
crazy.
America, Southeast Asia. You follow the war and you follow the drugs, they match perfectly.
You know
all
what
the way
they
back
they
to like the 50s.
You know what's funny? They lock up all these big drug pins, right? Like big kingpins and drugs, right? But you know who supplied these kingpins? The government. Pumping
right.
the drugs, pumping all of these alcohol, all this consumption, all this consuming goes back into the government's pockets. Yeah, when they feel like they're getting too much or it's too much, they take it and seize it back to them, so it goes back in their pockets. So all they are just a pawn in their game. So all these kingpins that's running around, oh, I'm doing the show, you know, they seize it. FBI is watching you. They seize it. FBI was hand in hand on the bombing of the World Trade Center. Okay, they were in it with the bombing of the World Trade Center. Guinea pigs. That's September 11th. Freaking the Pentagon, they hit, so-called a plane hit it. But where is the plane remains? But the FBI was quick to seize all of the film, and there was no evidence stating anything. 9/11 commission, no one states anything. Everything is confidential. Freaking, how did the other building fall down when the plane apparently didn't hit it? Six hijackers are still alive, but yet they find a passport of one of the apparently terrorists, and yet the passport is still intact. How do you explain that? How do you explain the sever of the slight angle of the cutting of the molted of the metal inside of the building of September 11th at the bottom of it was severed? This was premeditated demolition.
The bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe.
I mean, a lot of people say that they don't understand how, even if it's possible that the government could cover up something that big, but I tell people to look at the presidential election every year. The presidential election, even this year, is real big, but people don't really realize that your vote doesn't count for anything. Presidential election by the Constitution of the United States of America, the popular vote does not elect the president. The Electoral College elects the president. Basically, according to the Constitution of the United States, your vote does not count for beans in the presidential election. It might count for beans for, you know, getting your governor, your senator, passing a law, but for a presidential election, it does not count. Sometimes believe that, yeah, you know, our votes necessarily sway which way, you know, the electorates choose. But and there's historic documents or documentation saying that's not true, because Bush, he did not win the popular vote. He won the Electoral College, and so he's now in office. The electorate did not have to pick. They're not bound by any law to choose what the popular vote is. A lot of people don't know that, and that's in the Constitution itself. But, I mean, everybody feels that, yeah, you got to go vote for the president, this and that and that, but you don't vote for the president. Your vote doesn't count for shit.
That's where you say the media comes to play, and they say, oh, this many went here and this many votes. It's all a lie. It's a pawn. It's a game.
They do have votes, but it was they tried to change from a electoral college to a direct vote, as in everybody vote counts for something. But for some odd reason, it never ever passed. And that's why you always have, if you look at a chart that shows the map of the United States and how many votes tallied up, you see how the numbers like saying, oh, the District of Columbia has 3, but the District of Columbia has no representative in the House or the Senate, but they have 3 votes. It's supposed to be that, for every two positions in the public office, you get 2 votes. For every position, you get a vote. It comes up to like 538 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But the District of Columbia has no representation. They also have 3 votes.
This is
all stuff you can actually look up on government websites, and they'll tell you, like, yeah, this is how it goes. No, a lot of people don't really realize that.
A lot of people don't take the time out to even read anymore, man. That's the thing.
That's the problem.
People don't read anymore. That's the truth behind it. And like I say, listeners, if you're listening in, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, and you'll see a snippet of what I was talking about. And like I said, I'm going to put in the link again into the chat room, so those people who haven't seen the link, click on it and go and view the movie, what I was talking about. But basically, man, we've been lied to, man. But the thing is, where do we go from here? Where do we bring our nation back to what it originally was formed to be? What do we do now? And we say Obama is our savior, but, I mean, he has a big mess to clean up. We have to start from ourselves, man. We have to start with ourselves, and it's crazy that we don't even read anymore, man. This is some deep stuff, and this is only for real thinkers. What if all the Vietnam soldiers knew that they went and sacrificed their lives for a premeditated war? Or the people in Iraq or the soldiers knew that they sacrificed themselves for a premeditated war? I wonder what would happen then.
Well, they're given the choice to enlist. It's amazing to me, as people who are fervently religious, and I have nothing against people who have faith. I'm talking about people who are complete wackadoodles. When you enlist, you better know what you're getting into, plain and simple. And some people can handle that and live a perfectly normal lifestyle like that and have no problem with it. But, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are ignorant to the fact, though, also. So.
You know, they're told that it's the savior of their life. You know, they'll have no other life unless they join up for the service, and it'll give them everything. And when you got nothing, you believe it.
For the callers that are still on, you still remain on here. We can continue talking about it, but it won't be issuing live, but the callers that are still on, we can still continue it, but and we can still, you can get into the chat room also. So basically, like I'm saying, I mean, it's where do we go from here, man? Where do we go from here? That's the question.
You have to start at the, at the smallest level possible. You can only do so much. In order to change such a large beast, you have to give it some good food. You know, we're reelecting these fucking same goddamn morons year after year after year to Senate and Congress, and they lie to us year after year after year. and none of the viable candidates for any of the major positions ever get out of the primaries because no one reads about them. No one does the research. You know, all they do is, you know, watch, see who has the commercial on TV, and that's who they vote for. You know, no one even realizes that there's not only a female candidate running for president, but a black female candidate running for president.
Oh, that is
and
what
no
I
one
was
knows that.
On. Go ahead and tell them about that one.
You know, and talk about someone with experience. She was one of the first people to, A, question the Bush election. And no one wants to listen to Cynthia McKinney. That's where you have to start. You need an entire Senate worth of Cynthia McKinney's and intelligent people like that, the governor of Montana, people with, you know, a head on their shoulders that want to get, you know, get this place right. We're supposed to be run by our Constitution, not by people. It's a government of law, not by, you know, the politicians. And people are forgetting that because they're lazy. They don't give two shits anymore. You know, their cushy lifestyle with their fucking luxury cars and their big screen TVs, as long as they have that and nothing affects it, they don't care. And they will continue to do this until, you know, basically they control everybody.
Going back to this quote from Dwight Eisenhower, I think that the people want peace so much that one of these days, governments had better get out of their way and let them have it. Dwight Eisenhower, radio broadcast, August 31st, 1959. Do we want peace? Are we tired? I mean, come on, man. We need to wake up, America.
We just have to simply demand that our public officials follow the laws of the Constitution and stop turning it around to benefit non-American entities. To benefit a business. A business is not an American citizen, yet they are the ones that are writing the laws. They're buying the laws from us.
And they talk about immigration, and they talk about this, that, and third, but the people who govern us are immigrants, or they're in cahoots with our enslavers, the international bankers, the cartel, but yet we talk about immigration and they're not true Americans. And who is a true American when we're not Native Americans? And the Hispanics, all they're doing is coming back and reclaiming their land. Goes back to a quote, Gettysburg Address, November 19th, 1863. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from earth. Are we governed by the people? Are we for the people? That's the question.
The immigration debate is purely theatrical, purely to divide us, to give us something to fight about. Everybody in government wants Mexico basically as a state and wants Canada as a state. It's so much easier to protect the Panama Canal and a polar ice cap than it is to protect the Mexican border and the United States-Canadian border.
I mean, I say it's a whole bunch of BS, man. This is, you know, get real and raw, riggedy raw about it. It's all a bunch of BS, and they're just trying to cover everything up, man. For real. It's crazy. But, like I said, man, this was a really, really in-depth talk, a really good discussion, and we might go on to a part two, maybe next week, you know, because it's more to talk about, and, so, callers, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, 215. I always welcome you to come on because you're a very knowledgeable person. And to all the people in the lobby, thank you. Check out the link that I sent in the lobby. If you already watched it, then you understand what I'm saying. And I love you guys. We need to work together. Like I say, support the independent entrepreneurs. Support the independent movement, artists, and everything like that. We need to band together, man, and we need to be stronger than what we are because right now we're weak. We need to come together. We're not fighting a race war. We're fighting a war against our enslavers, our oppressors. So wake up think. We need to think, man. Seriously. Because right now, we're going to be lost if we don't think and we don't work together and we don't band together and fight for our rights. That is what the Constitution was based on. Thanks, 215. You have a great night.
No problem. You too.
All right. Ciao. Love, peace, and happiness, man. I'm out.